And Columbus Day is a day off for many, but lots going on in Washington. This morning, EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt announced the end to an important Obama-era energy regulation.
Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., I'll be signing a proposed rule to withdraw the so-called Clean Power Plan of the past administration and thus begin the effort to withdraw that rule.
And then on Sunday, Vice President Pence attended a football game only to walk out when players took the knee during the national anthem. The White House immigration plan released last night demands that Congress fund a border wall and restrict legal immigration in exchange for the continuation of the DACA program, which defers deportation for certain young adults brought to the U.S. illegally as children. And then there was that Twitter feud between the president and longtime Republican Senator Bob Corker. Corker calling the White House an adult daycare center. Yikes. NPR White House reporter Jeff Bennett is here. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, busy weekend, right?
I know. Start with the immigration overhaul. It also includes removing the special treatment of kids crossing the border alone to escape gang violence in Central America. No Democrats are going to approve of this plan, and some say many Republicans, especially those in border states, won't go for the wall. What's going on here?
Well, the White House really put out an aggressive list of demands. Included among the two things that you just mentioned, it would also curb funding for so-called sanctuary cities. And it would also calls for hiring thousands more immigration enforcement officers and attorneys. What it appears to be is that the White House is trying to move their approach toward a broader immigration reform, which, as you know, has repeatedly failed in Congress. And I talked to a couple of immigration advocates, and they make the case that it's intentional that folks like Stephen Miller, the top White House advisor, who's known for his nationalist views, his hardline immigration approach, that they're trying to load this DACA deal such that it exists. They're trying to load it up with poison pills to effectively tank the deal and then blame Democrats for it.
Okay, there's that. But he does hold some cards. I mean, the president has the fate of the Dreamers in his hands.
That's right. And Congress has less than 6 months to come up with something, because you remember when President Trump scrapped DACA, he then opened this 6-month window for Congress to step in and to codify it into law. Democrats, though, still have some leverage here, because President Trump is going to need Democrats to vote at the end of the year for the spending negotiation that would keep the government running. So if in order to get those votes, the thinking is that Democrats will then say, well, fine, if you want us to vote for some sort of bill to keep the government running, then you're going to have to attach the DREAM Act to it. So yeah, that's the hope that Democrats have.
Talk about that very public falling out between the Tennessee Senator Bob Corker and President Trump. Trump taking to Twitter yesterday, you know, attacking Corker, saying that Corker had asked for his endorsement in order to run again, and he didn't give it, and that's why he didn't run, or is saying he's not going to run for re-election. To which Corker replied, it's a shame the White House has become an adult daycare center. Someone obviously missed their shift this morning.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, listen to White House advisor Kellyanne Conway's reaction this morning on Fox News.
We've all worked with Senator Corker over the years. We thank him for his service, but I find tweets like this to be incredibly irresponsible. It adds to the insulting that the mainstream media and the president's detractors, it adds to their ability and their cover to speak about a president of the United States, the president of the United States, in ways that no president should be talked about.
Well, of course, Jeff, some would say the president is speaking on Twitter in ways that no president should.
Yeah.
But Ed Corker gave an interview last night in which he seemed to be trying to ask other Republicans to say, look, we have a problem here. You know, Corker even said he's a golf buddy. Corker was one of the president's former allies. What's going on here?
Yeah, and as you point out, I mean, Corker was on the short list at one point to be Secretary of State. He was rumored to be on the short list for vice president. What's happening here is that Bob Corker has announced he's not running for re-election, and he's felt, I think, very liberated since announcing his retirement. And he's taking to task the president. There are a couple things in that New York Times interview that stood out to me. First was that, you know, Trump claims Corker begged him for his endorsement. Corker says that was not the case. And then he said, I don't know why the president tweets out things that are not true. You know he does it. Everyone knows he does it, but he does. And then he also said that his concerns about Trump are shared by nearly every Republican in the Senate. And Corker says, look, except for a few people, the vast majority of our caucus understands mm-hmm. what we're dealing with here. The implication being that Corker's saying it out loud because he has nothing to lose. It's really fascinating.
Well, and is it dangerous for the president in that he still needs Republicans to pass legislation?
Oh, yeah, to be sure. Going after Corker makes it harder for Trump to get his way, both on tax cuts and the Iran deal, which all the reporting suggests that President Trump will take steps to decertify the Iran deal and then kick it over to Congress to come up with a solution. And the other thing is that President Trump's previous attempts to pressure senators, whether it be on Twitter or face-to-face, that very rarely has the desired
effect. NPR's White House reporter Jeff Bennett, we have to leave it at that. Jeff, thank you.
You're welcome.